Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. That is the picture that is given to us here. They took Jesus and they led him away. And we have given to us over in Psalm 94, verse 20, and listen to this. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frame mischief by a law? They gathered themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemned the innocent blood. That's what they've done. And he, bearing his cross, went forth unto a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And it's where they crucified him. And again, even John does not give us a picture of the crucifixion at all, none of the details at all. And we're told here where they crucified him and two other with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title, put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. We said before, you need to put all four of the gospel titles together, and you get the complete title. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. And I think this is one of the most remarkable things that we have here. You'll recall that they led him outside the city to crucify him. And they didn't want to crucify him inside the city. And I think they took him out to Golgotha there. And I think Gordon's Calvary is accurate. But the very interesting thing is, they're not only fulfilling prophecy, but they're fulfilling a tremendous type. In the sin offering, you remember both the bullock and the goat were taken outside the camp and slain. The Lord Jesus is dying for even the sins of those men that have handed in the decision against him. And I wonder if they really even had any thought that they might be fulfilling prophecy. Well, they were. Now, will you notice? Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I'm King of the Jews. And you'll remember that it was nigh to the city. It was written in Hebrew. That's the language of religion, and it was written in Greek, and that was the language of culture and education, and it was written in Latin, that's the language of law and order. And so it was written for the world to see that he died for all. Then we're told the soldiers, when they crucified Jesus, they took his garments, they made four parts to every soldier part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. It was a peasant's garment, but a good one, apparently. Someone had given it to him. Wouldn't you love to have been the one that gave him that garment? They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots. And so they shot craps at the foot of the cross in order that they might get his garment. And the scripture was fulfilled. They parted my vesture. They did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. That's Psalm 22:18 was being fulfilled. And now we have this incident about there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by him, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. What he's saying is, this is your son, the hour has come, and I'll clear your name. And he did by his death and resurrection. Saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. That evidently was John. He had a home there in the city. Now, verse 28, after this, you see none of the details are given of the crucifixion. The Spirit of God pulled down upon that a mantle of night that you and I might not be able to see it. Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. The Scripture yet to be fulfilled. And he said, I thirst. There was set a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. And that fulfilled Psalm 69:21. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it's finished, tetelestai. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. And I'm dropping down now to verse 33. Therefore, we find that when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldier with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it by record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith truth, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the Scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And that's Psalm 34:20. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. So that two Scriptures were actually fulfilled. A bone was not broken. And again, another Scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And that's Zechariah 12:10, yet to be fulfilled. Both were fulfilled. That is, the first one was, a bone was not broken, but they pierced his side. And that soldier there that day, when he didn't break his bone, but pierced his side, didn't know he was fulfilling two Scriptures.